Hallelujah! O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can declare all his praise? Happy are they who maintain justice and do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when thou showest favor to thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thy inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers in Mitzrayim paid no heed to thy wonders, they did not remember the multitude of thy deeds of loving kindness, and they rebelled against thee at the sea of Suf. But he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his mighty power. He rebuked the sea of Suf also, and it was dried up, so he led them through the depths as through the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him who hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies, there was not one of them left. Then they believed his words, they sang his praise. They soon forgot his works, they did not wait for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tried God in the desert. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their soul. And they envied Moshe in the camp, Aharon, the Lord's Holy One. The earth opened and swallowed up Datan, and covered the company of Aviram. And a fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Chorev, and worshipped a molten image. Thus they exchanged their glory for the likeness of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God who had saved them, who had done great things in Mitzrayim, wondrous works in the land of Cham, and terrible things by the sea of Suf. Therefore he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moshe, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Moreover, they despised the pleasant land, they believed not his word, but murmured in their tents, and did not hearken to the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them, swearing to overthrow them in the wilderness, to cast out their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. Then they joined themselves to Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifices of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their deeds, and the plague broke out upon them. Then stood up Pinchas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. And that was counted to him for righteousness for all generations forevermore. And they angered him at the waters of Meribah, so that it went ill with Moshe for their sakes, because they angered his spirit, so that he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the nations and learned their works. And they served their idols, which became a snare to them, and they sacrificed their sons and their daughters to idols, and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and of their daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled with their own works, and went astray in their doings. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, and he abhorred his inheritance. So he gave them into the hand of the nations, and they that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times did he deliver them, but they were rebellious in their counsel, and were brought low through their iniquity. Nevertheless he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry. And he remembered for them his covenant, and relented according to the abundance of his steadfast love. Moreover he caused them to be pitied by all their captors. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, to give thanks to thy holy name, and to triumph in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting, and let all the people say, Amen. Hallelujah.